pick up the pace as I approach the Kellner house late in the afternoon. The clouds overhead look ready to open up at any moment, and it's cold enough to snow. I hustle through the back door and into the kitchen.
I have to talk to this girl. All right, you must see that.
Someone I don't know is in the living room. I creep lightly to the edge of the kitchen archway, drop low, and peek out. I bite down on my reaction as I recognize the man I saw in line at Big Al's.
Who do you work for?
I can't tell you.
Why are you trying to find her?
I can't tell you that either.
What can you tell us then?
Look, all I can say is that I am on her side. I've been looking for her for months.
But why aren't there flyers out?
Why no stories in the media?
Yes, detective. Why?
Mr. Kellner, just answer one question for me.
Let's hear it.
Have you ever seen the girl in the picture I showed you?
And if we have?
Then I can help her.
Alexa!
Stupid Bird's outburst sends me recoiling into the kitchen table.
Oh, damn it!
Who's that?
Relax, Mr. Salazar. It's just Rick, the groundskeeper. He knows where I keep my Hydrox cookies.
You expect me to believe that?
Unless you want to call me a liar. But I wouldn't recommend it.
Dad?
Son of a bitch! It's really you!
Shit!
Finally!
There's another car parked on the cemetery road in front of me. And two men have just popped out of it and are running toward me.
Leave me alone!
They're fast. The red-faced man with the crooked nose grabs the back of my hair.
Sorry, honey.